Children in Rome 1. Over the heads of the living creatures,
there was a likeness of an expanse, like a sign of awesome crystal, stretched forth over their heads above.
And under the expanse,
one pair of their wings went straight out, one toward the other. Each had another pair covering their bodies on this side and on that side. And I heard the sound of your wings, like the sound of great waters, like the voice of the Almighty. As they went, it was the sound of a tumult, like the sound of an army.
Amen.
Whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings, and there was a voice from above the expanse that was over their heads. When they stood still, they dropped their wings.
Five.
We need to see the vision of the throne of God for the divine administration throughout the universe.
Amen.
The highest
point in our spiritual experience is having a clear sky with the throne above it.
Amen.
The throne is not only for God to reign over us, but also for Him to accomplish His eternal purpose. The only authority in the church is the throne above the clear sky. In Ezekiel 1:26, the likeness of the throne is like the appearance of a sapphire stone. The throne in the heavens is transmitted to the earth through and with the living creatures.
Amen. So, in the previous message, we see that in order for God to fulfill His purpose, He needs a group of living creatures mm-hmm. that can be coordinated as one entity,
Amen.
As the corporate Christ for His expression, rule and administration. However, in this message, we see that in order for the creatures to express God for His rule and administration, they need to have a clear sky
Amen.
And the throne above it.
Amen.
And the clear sky means that we need to have a clear vertical fellowship with the Lord
Amen.
And a clear horizontal fellowship with the saints,
Amen.
With the churches, with the brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And in this message we see our conscience is very important because our conscience is
Amen.
Connected to heavens,
right.
is connected to the sky.
Amen.
So actually I was very enjoying this point. So in 2 Corinthians 1:12, Paul says, "For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and in sincerity of God,
Amen.
Not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God,
Amen.
We have conducted ourselves in the world and more abundantly toward you."
Amen.
So actually Paul was saying that the testimony of our conscience is we conducted ourselves in the enjoyment of God,
yeah.
not according to our fleshly wisdom. So I was very much touched by this point. We need to have, maintain a clear, a pure conscience.
Right.
So I would like to share a little testimony. So yesterday I drove my wife to Hamilton for a top test. So it's a long distance. So before we leave for Hamilton, the test center, so my wife didn't get the Google Map in ready. So I was very unhappy about this. Because we need to report at the test center at 7:30. So I was very unhappy, and I was condemning. So why you didn't quickly get the map ready so we can save some time? So when I was in such a situation, when I have this feeling, I feel that the fellowship toward God with God is lost.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, actually, before we start, I was planning to have a short prayer, but since this feeling came. So I don't want to pray. I even don't want to pray. So on my way, driving, the Lord touched me. I feel like, Lord, I need your precious blood to cover my failure.
Amen.
Lord, wash me in your precious blood.
Amen.
So Keisha and I prayed together.
Amen.
We prayed. So the Lord purified our conscience.
Amen.
And recovered our fellowship.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, our conscience is really so important.
Amen.
We need to maintain a pure conscience.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So another point that we need to see, that dealing with our conscience actually is for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to make us a spirit giant.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's the dealing with our conscience is for God's purpose.
Amen.
He wants to recover us from the man to a human ruling.
Amen.
Through our self-ruling to God's ruling.
Yeah.
So actually, his first wish wants to bring us back to the throne.
Yeah.
Bring back to his purpose.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we must see today the throne is not only in the third heavens,
right,
but also in our spirit.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This means whenever we turn to our spirit,
amen,
we touch the throne.
Amen.
So also yesterday afternoon when I came back from the health center, I was very tired. And I received an email from my advisor. He just told me, you need to review two papers and send the comments back to me before Sunday. So I was so tired at the time that I was complaining. Why? It's weekends. I need to have some rest. Why? Sunday, I need to have some fellowship with my sister. I need to go outing, right? But my advisor still asked me to do research work. So I was criticizing, I was complaining, and this research work. So, but a few minutes later, when I came down, the Lord opened my eyes to see, actually, the man on the throne is God himself.
Amen.
It's the Lord.
Amen.
And also the Lord told me his grace is sufficient for me.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Is a throne in the heaven, but also Amen. The throne today, you see, is in the spirit.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We need to access our spirit.
Amen.
Turn
Amen.
To the throne.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So this week is so, so rich.
Yes.
So let's all Amen. Share our portion.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I was encouraged by our brother's fellowship with his testimony. So yeah, because it is so important to have a clear relationship, like clear sky.
Yeah.
But we haven't said in a specific way. So like this weekend, I also experienced that. Recently, the work has been very, very busy.
Mm.
But Thursday, there was news. Like, there's a company called Novartis laid off, like, a whole programming team. So that was big news. So I thank the Lord. I'm not happy about this. I just thank the God bring me to a way. I mean, my current company, so I have my job. So that's one just, I was thankful to the Lord, like, to protect us.
Amen.
But the work is very, very busy, very, very burdened. So the Friday when I left my work to the meeting. Actually, I had something not finished, not dealt with. So, and this morning, early morning, I woke up. So I very early. So I read the Bible and I read this clear sky and read the message. Just to review me, one of the things my manager wanted me to do, but I have not done it. So my habit was I can do it Monday. But the offshore need to based on my saying, to start his work on Monday, which is India, so it's U.S. time is tonight. So I just I just follow the Lord's leading. So I just read the things he wanted me to do, and turned out to be not so hard. So I just log on and quickly do it, and send an email out. After that, I feel my heart. It's more released, and also I had a kind of clear sky.
Amen.
So yeah, it's not easy now in the work environment, but may Lord help us to maintain the clear sky.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 So this week. Topic is the highest point. In our spiritual experience, having a clear sky with throne above it.
Amen.
When we see this highest point, I don't know sense how you feel. Right away feel, wow, how much we short of it, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And how can we really have that kind of experience, the highest experience. But I think just as Sen shared, actually everything, the highest things, starting from the most fundamental.
Right.
That's, we need to have a clear,
amen,
pure, good conscience.
Amen.
And without this, there's nothing possible,
right,
to have highest, even less than highest. So the most practical point is we need to have a clear conscience and deal with our conscience day by day.
Yes.
So this week, I was really touched by this this kind of message, and the Lord really remind me how much time you spend with me. Mm. How can you have clear conscience if you won't spend enough time with me? You know, we can read the Bible, but our conscience wasn't being really dealt with. Mm. And I was being reminded that my mother-in-law just came back a couple days ago, and she went back to Taiwan for more than a year, and that give her a trouble to come back to the United States, because she have green card. But if you won't stay, you left the country for more than 6 months,
yes,
then you won't be able to come back unless you repile it again. So I just reminded that we are, what's our nationality? Our commonwealth is in the heaven. And if we just, we won't stay in where we should be for enough time, we should get trouble. I was reminded, every day how much time we spend with the Lord. And I believe we need to learn how to spend more and more time with the Lord. So this can be reality to us.
Amen.
Amen.
So the title says the highest point of our spiritual experience. And then it says having a clear sky with a throne above it. So I don't know how you felt this week about this week, but on the surface it's like, whoa, what is this? Do we have, what is this? Anyway, this is a picture. This is a picture of the proper church life.
Amen.
So
that's right.
Recently, we finished. In our group, we went through Romans. We finished with Rome, and we enjoyed Romans 16 very much. And we saw a picture of the church life, mm-hmm, as the consummation of the gospel. So the consummation of God's salvation is this picture. So what we see, so in day 3 it says also, Ezekiel 1 is a picture, right, is the clearest picture,
amen,
of the proper church life.
Amen.
So we have to say, we are in this experience. Every one of us is in this experience.
Amen.
We made different degrees, but there are two. So we have to, this is a picture of our church life.
Right.
We have this experience. We have these things. We have the expanse. We have the throne. So we have the wings.
Amen.
The wings go out straight, and they also cover us. Mm-hmm. We have these things in our experience. So we have to say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And this is the consummation of what he's doing. So he, amen, wants, he wants more. He wants more of this. So the expanse, so the one of the main points here is the expanse. The living creatures are coordinated, are corporate, they're coordinated, and this means there's fellowship.
Amen.
So we have the experience of fellowship, every one of us.
Amen.
So anyway, praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
We have, when we look at this message and we fellowship about the ingredients in this message, the items, just keeping, we have this experience. We are in this experience.
Amen.
This is the experience, the highest experience is the experience of the church life, the, amen, consummation of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
concerning the matter of the throne above the clear sky, they mention a lot the throne, the clear sky, throne above the clear sky. And that touched me very much. Day 6 says the only authority in the church is the throne above the clear sky. In Day 4, I enjoy that. Well, I write a little something. It says, Lord, may we be able to see the church life as portrayed in Ezekiel. May our coordination be marvelous. Lord, be merciful to us. Cause us to be brought into this experience.
Amen.
And in Day 6 portions, it says, we should care only for the presence of the Lord, not for anything else.
Amen.
In other words, we care only for the clear sky with the throne above it.
Amen.
In today's reading, I was encouraged. I can assure you that if we are under the clear sky with the throne above it, the genuine authority will be with us. No opposition or persecution will be able to defeat us or shake us, because heaven and the throne are with us. If the sky above us is clear and the throne is with us, we will have the authority and the weight.
Amen.
This means that, another portion here, this means that the heavens have been brought down to the earth, and that the heavens are now moving on earth through, by, and with the living creatures.
Amen.
This needs to be the situation among the local churches today.
Amen.
The situation among the overcomers, the situation and the condition of our daily life.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, what I liked in this week was Day 2 and Day 3. It said, and I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of great waters, like the voice of the Almighty. As they went, it was the sound of a tumult, like the sound of an army.
Amen.
So, one of the reasons why that touched me is because this talks about the importance of coordination and the corporate expression of Christ. Because that's one of the important goals, to be able to express Christ and not see us, but see the expression of Christ.
Amen.
And also, sometimes, you know, when you're speaking for spreading the gospel, it's important to also be able to listen as well, because Day 3 explains, whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings, and there was a voice from the above the expanse that was over their head. So they're listening to God. It's important to spread the gospel, also to take some time to listen to God. And it said when they stood still, they dropped their wings. So, I just think this is just an important lesson in being able to spread the gospel and knowing how to express God's will and always make sure that you are always listening to God.
Amen.
Because as is explained, it's more important to not just see, but to hear. To Amen. Hear the word.
Amen.
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 But I enjoy this matter of hearing the Lord very much. We see that the living creatures, whenever they listened to God's voice, they dropped their wings.
Right.
They stood still.
Yes.
And here we see that seeing depends on hearing, that hearing is deeper than seeing and more intimate than seeing. So we see that there's an example, and there's a song in our hymn book, I love my master. I will not go out free. This servant, they were required. If they wanted to go, they could go, but they had to leave, all the children behind. But this servant, he said, I will not go out free. I love my master. And then after that, his ear, they put a hole in his ear, right? It says they bored it through an awl so that he would be there forever. And so this is how we need to be with the Lord. We need our ear, you know, bored there, pierced with a nail to the Lord to hear him. And our brother Ed Marks gave this message, and he always has these little prayers, and I just love to write them down. He says, oh Lord, you know, he said to, you know, to pray, Lord, wake me up in the morning, awaken me morning by morning. Amen. Awaken my ear as an instructed one. Open my ear so that I would not be rebellious or turn back. And he also gave the example of Mary and Martha, that Martha was complaining that Mary was just listening to the Lord while she was going about all the services. But the Lord said that he would, that Mary had chosen the best part, and it was not going to be taken away from her. Right? And in this story, we see four major points, that Mary sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus, meaning that the best way to grow in the Lord is to come and draw near to the Lord.
Amen.
But not only did she draw near to the Lord, but she drew near to him at his feet in a humble position. Right? She barely, you know, she ignored herself, negated herself, considered herself as nothing. She just was able to hear the Lord.
Amen.
And the third thing is that she was listening quietly, and I'm so touched. Her quietness indicates that she was drawing from the source of spiritual strength.
Amen.
In Isaiah verse 15, the Lord said, in returning and rest, you will be saved.
Amen.
In quietness and in trust will be your strength.
Amen.
You know, this quietness is the source of spiritual strength.
Amen.
You know, the fourth point is that Mary was listening to God's word.
Amen.
Right? We know that in John 6:63, we see that it is the Spirit who gives life, right? Oh, the words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
Amen.
So we need to listen to the Lord.
Amen.
But mostly, in order to listen, we need to be quiet. So we have to be quiet, and we talk so much that we may not hear his voice.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I was touched with something similar to that when Brother Ed gave that word on sitting at the Lord's feet to listen to him. I realized throughout this week there were voices. I mean, not the weird voices, but there was really the Lord's voice. And it was there. I mean, it was quiet, but it was definitely there. And I did not do what Mary did. Essentially, I ignored the voices, and I, throughout the week, I had to repent on on a number of occasions where I just, Lord, I really just didn't listen to you, and I wasn't open to what you have to say, and I wasn't obeying to your voice. I really appreciated it. I just pray I would be a Mary who would sit at the Lord's feet and listen to his word.
Amen.
There were four things that Sister Virginia brought out that wasn't Mary that I hope would be duplicated in me and in all of us in responding to what he's speaking. She sat at the feet of the Lord. This is the quickest and shortest way to grow in life is to draw near to the Lord, sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus. I just need, and we all need, to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is the shortest way. This is the quickest way to grow in the life, in the divine life.
Amen.
And also, she sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus. This indicates that she humbled herself.
Amen.
She emptied herself.
Amen.
She took a position of being not of anybody. She just sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus. That is to consider ourselves as nothing. And then she was sitting down. She was listening. And here, Sister Virginia also brought out, and the brother brought out, that quietness is the source of spiritual strength.
Amen.
And it's in Isaiah 30:15 that we see, in quietness and in trust will be your strength. And lastly, she was listening to the Lord's word, which is spirit and life. I just pray, even, you know, especially because the Lord is after not just the meeting life, but after the church life, which is absolutely 7 days a week. He's after our daily life. that in these times during the week, we would have times of being like Mary, being Mary's, sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to His word.
Amen.
This week is really a beautiful picture because above us there is a clear expanse, and in the clear expanse there is a throne. It's a very beautiful picture and ideal picture, but in our real life, I just sense, at least for myself, I think most of the time on the throne is not the Lord. It's still myself. That's why I think a lot of time my life is still burdened, still a lot of worry, and still drag me down and wore me out. And actually, most of the time, when we do something, it's not like our physical body wore us out. Most likely, it's worn out by our mind, our troubled mind, because we don't set our mind on the Lord, and the Lord is not on the throne, and ourselves is the owner of the throne. So, because we are limited, we are sinners, we have a lot of shortcomings. That's why our life is still kind of not that ideal. Like there's a clear sky and there is a throne. So this week really reminded me, because this is really attracted me, and I really aspire to reach this goal. Not by myself, because I know by myself I'm still really really far. But in Lord, everything is possible. So we still need to pray and let Lord lead us to this goal.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to share a couple of things. The highest point in our spiritual experience is having a clear sky with the throne of all. When I was a little low, a little depressed, when I look at the society or the worldly life, my friends or or the persons whom I know are living, I used to think that, is God able to control the evil, or is he willing to control the evil, and is he able to control the evil, Then he should be omnipotent, right? If God is an omnipotent, then he should control the evil, and he should be willing to control the evil. If he's not willing, then he is not omnipotent. Like he's malevolent, right? I mean, he's like a furious god. Or if he's both willing and able, then where does the evil come from, right? So, or if he's neither willing nor able, then why we are calling him God? There's no point of calling him God. So when I look at my friends' lives, or when I look at the people whom I know, or even in my own situations of my life, when I go through like hardships, or when I go a little low or depressed, I used to think in this way, maybe he's not willing, or he's not able, or he's not omnipotent, or he's not malevolent. I used to get like a lot of questions, running around in my mind. But the point I realized today is, the highest point in our spiritual experience is having a clear sky with the throne above it. That means I'm not spiritually strong. It is not something wrong with the God. It is something wrong with the guys, or it is something wrong with the person who is choosing their own ways of living,
Right.
And which eventually leads to the destruction of the person, maybe physically, mentally, or spiritually. So, I'm realizing that, it is not something wrong with the people. It is not something wrong with the people who are living this world. It is something wrong with, it is not something wrong with the God. He's above all. He's beyond this universe. He's above this universe. He's the one who created this universe. Right? He's like omnipotent. He's omnipotent. There is nothing impossible to God. But thing is, people are not, they are not spiritually experiencing God in the way they should be experiencing. And they are leading to the destruction of their lives. Even myself, when I go a little low or depressed, I used to think in the same way. God, I'm done, when I look at my friends, or when I look at everyone, they're having like a pleasure. They're living in their own way. Though they are Christians, though their names are Christians, makes me a little low. Even they're claiming themselves as Christians, but they're not living the way they are supposed to live. They're coming to churches, they're going to churches, they're claiming themselves as Christians, but they're not living the way, which is giving a chance for a non-Christian or a non-believer to point at them. Then why is it not God punishing them? Right? Why isn't God punishing them? Why is it not God judging them? Where does its evil come from? So that was sort of like questions, I was having, but today I'm realizing that, it is not my, I'm not spiritually strong, or they are not spiritually strong to experience the God, in a fully, completely, in an immense way, I just wanted to say only one thing, since my childhood, I've been doing, my day starts with God, my day begins with reading a Bible, and praying word of, and praying to God, and my day ends with, reading the Bible. My day begins with, having a conversation with God, and it ends with having a conversation with God. Even though I'm little, I'm low depressed, or even I'm not living fully spiritual life, I don't want to claim myself as a namesake Christian. I rather wanted to live the way God has shown. When Jesus Christ lived in this world, I just wanted to live, reciprocate Him. Replicate Him, not claiming myself as namesake Christian and living the worldly life. So I just wanted to, today, I clearly realized that, it is only way that we can see the God is, by being in our spirit.
Amen.
So, I just wanted to say that, to me personally, my day, it starts with Word of God, and it ends with Word of God.
Amen. I just see the bumper sticker say that men always get but always forget. God always give, always forgive. When Brother Ed shared this message, he talked about the Jeremiah, the life study. Brother Lee said, although we are unfaithful, God is faithful. What is faithful? He's faithful, not treat us, he say in here, is not a good wife, maybe not a good, well-paying job. But it's not just outside. God's faithful because He keep us this in divine fellowship. God so faithful, call us into this fellowship through His Son, Jesus Christ. Brother Lee pick up the hymn. He used the Brother Thomas, just like fellowship. We know that. Grace thy faithfulness. Oh, grace thy faithfulness. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
It really impresses me to see in Ezekiel, a few verses before, we saw that the living creatures, they move to and fro as fast as lightning. And yet, they can also stop, stand still, drop their wings. I don't think I've ever really paid attention to that. In my mind, when we think about coronation, we think about the high and awesome wheel, we think about the great move of God's economy. But have we ever paid attention to the fact that the living creatures knew how to stop, to drop their wings, and by doing so, they hear the voice that came out of heaven? Brothers and sisters, this is so important for us, because especially for us who have a heart, an interest in what the Lord is doing on this earth today, we need to learn how to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Without any distraction.
Amen.
Like a lot of the saints have shared already. I was just impressed really by two things. Number one, the example in Leviticus with the priesthood. When we come to serve in God's house, there's a certain requirement. The blood needs to be applied on our earlobes, and then the right thumb, and then our foot, right? The right thumb of our foot. And the order is significant. First is on the earlobe. What does that mean? That means before we do anything for the Lord, before we serve Him, we need to learn how to listen, right? And the second thing is the warning in Matthew 7. You know, at the end of the days, before the judgment seat, many will come to the Lord saying, Lord, Lord, you know, I did so many things, you know, I cast out demons. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord, this really touched me, spoke to some of these ones and said, depart from me, I never knew you. You are workers of lawlessness. Sometimes, you know, if we don't learn how to listen, how to wait on the Lord to hear His speaking, actually, we're acting in rebellion. And then our service will not be approved by God. Right? So there is an urgent need today for us to learn how to stop, how to wait on the Lord to receive His speaking, because that speaking brings us directly under His throne, right? Amen. To be in His presence, right? And this accomplishes His eternal purpose.
Amen. To follow our brother, I also enjoyed that the previous verses talks about, you know, God's manifestation, actually the four living creatures for the manifestation of the Lord, for the move of the Lord. But this week, it specifically focuses on the government. Amen. And then this government has to do with ruling. And you know, in the previous week, you know, last week we talked about the Lord's move. The four living creatures are moving according, you know, after seeing the vision of the grand awesome wheel. But this week, right, there is a need to see the man on the throne.
Yeah.
And this is not just for God's move. This is actually for God to execute, right, to carry out His administration, right. which is, you know, what we see in Revelation is what the Lord is truly after. Mm-hmm. It's not just a move for the move's sake. Move is temporary, right? It could be temporary, but the execution of God's government and His administration it encompasses His eternal plan. It's from eternity past to eternity future.
Mm-hmm.
This is what eventually what will bring the Lord back. And
amen.
This government is entirely under His ruling.
Amen.
For this, we must see the man on the throne.
Amen.
And I was touched by the definition, you know, to have a clear sky, right? We need to have a clear sky to see the man on the throne. But to have the throne, or to arrive at the throne, is to allow God to have the highest and most prominent position in our Christian life. For God to have the throne in us means that He has the position to reign in us. Therefore, to reach the throne in our spiritual experience means that in everything we are completely submissive to God's authority and administration.
Amen.
Then, I really enjoyed this, then we are no longer a person without the throne, without authority, and without government.
Amen.
You know, it's not just a matter of seeing the move or the wheels. It's a matter of seeing the man on the throne and have that seeing affect us.
Amen.
You know, I was reminded of the verse in Job, you know. He was going through this, but at some point the Lord revealed Himself to him, mm-hmm. and he can say nothing but, Lord, I abhor myself.
Right? Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
We all need to see and be brought under His throne.
Amen.
Even that means for us to pay a price. May the Lord grant us the experience that we need. We'll learn what it really means to be under His throne.
Amen.
And really see this man who's on the throne so that we may be those who are completely submissive to Him.
Amen.
If we have a clear sky, the throne will be present and we will spontaneously be under the ruling and reigning of
God.
So I'm very thankful that the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin.
Amen.
Because my experience this past week was many times I realize I am not under the throne. But when we realize it, we apply the blood and our conscience becomes clear. And it says here, when our conscience is connected to the sky. So when we maintain a clear sky with when we take care of our conscience, then we have a clear sky with the Lord.
Amen.
And we see when we have a clear sky with the Lord, then we are under His throne.
Amen.
And I just appreciate just all the ministry on being under the throne, as being under the authority and administration of the Lord, and realizing how practical that is. That means the way we speak with one another, the way we interact with our siblings, our parents, our spouses, our children. There is a ruling and an administration guiding us and controlling us, right?
Amen.
And anyways, again, my anti-testimony is many times that's not the case for me, but praise the Lord for His blood.
Amen.
His blood cleanses us and restores our fellowship with God.
Amen.
You know, we have fellowship. We have fellowship with one another and fellowship with Jesus, His Son. And I just appreciate the larger context of this is then, you know, as people who have the throne and we're under the throne, we become the four living creatures, right? And these four living creatures are ones who connect the earth to the heaven, right? We see God's eternal purpose is carried out through these four living creatures because they brought the throne from the heaven to the earth. God's administration is no longer just in the heaven, but it's on the earth, right?
Amen.
And so that's the accomplishment of His eternal purpose.
Right.
But what that translates to is we need to take care of our conscience.
Yeah.
We need to take care of maintaining a clear sky so that we can be under the throne and have fellowship with God and with one another.
Amen.
I just appreciate how practical, you know, this is. And it's the highest point of our spiritual experience, yet it's so basic in a sense and so crucial in our Christian experience.
Amen.
I was very touched on the matter of listening to the Lord.
Amen.
And in Ezekiel 1:24, it mentions how the living creatures don't move all the time, but that sometimes they just stop and stand still. And I was really touched by the word stop. So when we listen to the Lord, we can't be occupied with other things and continue doing what we were doing before, but rather we have to stop and really turn to the Lord and listen. And I was also touched by day 4 on the matter of being under the Lord's throne. And it said that we often talk about the Lord's presence, but we need to realize that the Lord's presence is always with the throne. Where the Lord is, there His throne is. So if we want to be with the Lord, we also have to be under the throne.
Amen.
When we're not under the throne, we express what we want to express,
right,
and we go where we want to go. If we really want to be expressing the Lord, we have to be under His throne.
Amen.
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 I didn't share for years. Actually, I didn't come to the meeting for years. And today I heard a lot of people saying that they have issues, they have troubles, and today's message, the clear sky, there's throne, and there's one sitting on the throne. What's that to do with us? I look at myself a lot of time. I tell my coworker, I have no fear. I don't care what you think. I'm ready to retire. Fire me, bye, I go home. I get a contracting job, I'm a happy guy, and just beg off. But everything is bothering us. It doesn't matter your work, your co-worker, the one you report to who looks so stupid, or your brother or your sister, even your spouse, your kids, whatever. And we are constantly bothered. And in the meantime, we say, oh, we should love our brother. Oh, we should see the clear sky. I just can't. I'm walking around. I've been trapped in a small box. I go this way, I see the problem. I go that way, I see the problem. And all the Bibles I read is for other people. Why you didn't see us wrong? You're a problem, you share that. Well, you didn't see it wrong. You should see it wrong. But I can't. I just tell people, you should. When I get into that, I get in even worse case. I mean, really small box. No matter where I go, I know I've been trapped. I cannot get out. A lot of time, I even didn't know I've been trapped. Till my wife say, shut up. Oh, okay. I still didn't get out, right? But there's one word in here. All right, I want to share a little bit more. Why those people that are very successful? Because they have a very high IQ. They have very, very high EQ. They know situation coming. They use their ability, they use their EQ to see the situation. They have an attitude. Then they use their IQ to resolve it. But they, no matter what, they cannot escape out from the inner trouble they have. So in here, I read that it's Chinese, so I have to translate. It's instantly, I am in the spirit.
Amen.
How about you deal, even we can deal with outward trouble, how about inward man? We say that there's an inner man, there's an inner one inside. How we fit that? Do we fit the inner man? Do we, I don't know, can I say establish it or that it grow in the right direction? Right? We have, I know the word, Lord, instantly I'm in the spirit. How great is it is. I hope I can do it. I hope I can do it. If I cannot do it, I think everyone has their own way. Maybe you feel that I pray with my spouse. Instantly, I'm in the spirit. Or, hey, it doesn't matter. Or slowly, I can be in the spirit. That's not too bad. Or you read the Bible, read the God's word, and quote-unquote instantly. I'm not instantly. I hope I can do that. I can see something and go, I'm in spirit or whatever. I don't care. I care my God. God love me. I see the blue sky. I see their throne. I see the authority. I think we all want this. But I believe there's a way. You can, through the prayer, by yourself, you lock yourself in the room. You pray with brother, sister, right? You read the Bible by yourself. See, I can see our sister there. She enjoyed what I shared. She even forgot to put a ding. I love you too.
Anyone else want to share before we wrap up the meeting? Amen. So I think Brother Neil actually hit it right on the nail. I think this is a huge struggle for all of us. I think all of us really are in this box. You know, I think all of us every day, things bother us. I know for sure the toes, their children, right, bother you. The lambs, their children bother you too, right?
Right.
You bother them, right?
Probably bother them more than they bother you. Right? So, but these things, like, bother us. And we, you know, we have thoughts, and this stuff, right? That thought dirties our conscience. And I was reminded, you know, in our Bible reading this week, we had the law, I forget exactly what the outline says, but pretty much the law for the kingdom people. And there, the requirement is very high. You know, even the thought of anger, right? In the Old Testament, it's like you murder someone and that's bad. And we all know that, right? But as soon as you have that thought, that's dirtying your conscience, right? And I was reading this like, oh man, this is very difficult to really to have. But also Esther shared, you know, the way that we're able to have this clear conscience is the blood of Christ. And this is so important. I mean, if you don't get the first part of this message, then the rest of the message doesn't really apply. Because you can't see the throne, you can't be in this coordination and all this if you don't have a clear conscience. Right. And so important to have this clear conscience. Right. And it's a daily battle for all of us, right? We go at work, we hear things, dirty to your conscience. You have a thought, dirty to your conscience. You argue with your wife, dirty to your conscience. Your kids are, you know, causing you to be angry, dirty to your conscience. All sorts of things, dirty to your conscience. But it is good that, like Brother Neil shared, that, you know, we can instantly get there. Maybe we don't feel instantly like we're in our spirit, but if we say, Lord, just cover me and wash me in my blood, you know, the Lord forgives us, and we do have a clear conscience. And it's as simple as that. A lot of times the enemy doubt makes us not think that. We think even if we confess that we still have a dirty conscience. But the Word of God explicitly tells us that we are cleansed. And we do not need to listen to the attacks of the enemy and the words of the devil. So I was very touched this week that really it all depends on our conscience. Our conscience is so crucial in our church life. You know, even there was a part about speaking frankly and being a politician. You know, if we don't have a clear conscience, we're going to be ones that are not speaking frankly to one another. I shared with the saints on PSRP time, Brother Michael one time, we were fellowshipping, having a brother's fellowship, and there was a matter, and I had a feeling, but I was new, and I didn't want to, like, speak anything, and then Brother Michael, like, the next day or 2 days ago, he said, John, you're a politician. I'm like, oh, amen, thank you. Oh, Lord, that's horrible. But he said, you know, you need to, if you're in the spirit, speak frankly the word that the Lord is speaking to you. You know, we don't want to speak frankly out of ourselves. A lot of times that's a lot of what we do, right? We speak frankly because that's our feeling, but it's not the Lord's feeling. But if we have a clear conscience and we have a clear sky, then we'll be able to speak to one another in a frank way, but it'll be able to be taken because it's of the Lord. It's not just us, but it's passed through the Lord. It's passed through the throne. And this is God speaking and not our own speaking. So, it's so important to be able to have a clear conscience, to have this throne above us, but also the throne in us. If we have this throne in us, you know, everything that we're doing, that when we're in coordination, you know, with regarding the children's work or campus or on the gospel, or we're starting to go on the gospel more often, right? It's really important that we have this coordination. Because if we're just doing all these things by ourselves separately, it's going to be very hectic. We all have great ideas and great thoughts. But we need to be in the Lord's move here. We need to be in the Lord's here in Piscataway. We need to be following, and we need to be ones that are under the throne. Amen. If we're under the throne, then we'll be very active. But sometimes, like Shepherd said, we'll be standing still. And this will be the time when we stand still. This will be the time we're able to listen to the Lord and get the Lord's leading on what the direction He wants us to do here in Piscataway. So, amen. So, yeah, I just think really the burden here is to really have a clear conscience. Yes, we have, like Brother Neil, we're in a box. I feel like I'm in a box. I murmur a lot. I'm like, oh, you know, this at work. Oh, I get home so late. This, that. And then Carolyn says something. I'm like, oh, my goodness, are you serious? You know, boom. Dirty conscience, right? And then you have to confess. Yes. Oh Lord, I'm fallen. That's right. Oh Lord, I can do nothing. But as soon as you come to that point, then the Lord is so happy. Amen. Because He knows you've come to your own strength is done, and now you can depend on Him, and He can be the one supplying us. Amen. So praise the Lord, we can be in our spirit instantly. Amen. As long as we just have faith in His word.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Bring us all to this highest point.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
We'd like to be people living under your throne.
Amen.
We'd like to be those taking care of our conscience.
Amen.
Lord, that there be no distance.
Amen.
Nothing between.
Amen.
Yeah.
thinking you're on the throne.
Amen.
You're in the heavenly.
Amen.
You're ministering yourself to us.
Amen.
You're interceding on our behalf.
Amen.
That we would reach the highest point in our spiritual experience.
Amen.
Having a clear sky.
Amen.
With the throne above it.
Amen.
Bring us all up to this point, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we're not alone.
Right.
Thank you that we do not survive on our own energy.
Amen.
But we survive on your eternal grace.
Amen.
We survive on your eternal life.
Amen.
And we can live and express you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Lord, choosing us to go with you.
Amen.
Bring us to the highest point.
Amen.
Clear our clear sky. Amen. Above it.
Right.
Amen.
We will keep a clear sky.
Amen.
You always under your throne.
Amen.
We always know your presence.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You cover us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, step by step.
Amen.
Be under your direct rule.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that we can give you a way.
Amen.
To carry out your administration.
Amen.
Oh, through our coordination.
Amen.
Oh, bring us to this.
Amen.
Bring us to this highest point.
Amen.
Not just for our spirituality.
Right.
But for your purpose.
Yes.
Friendly reminder, cleanup crew. Show up. I don't know who wants to be the cleanup.